Let adventure come and find you. With the Silver Phoenix Club we rise, exploring Earth and endless skies. So pack your bags, the world awaits. We're opening up new gates. The Silver Phoenix Travel Club!
Hello and welcome. I do hope you enjoyed that little jingle that's introduced us this month. Once again, I'm Ian Robertson. I'm the chairman of the Silver Phoenix Travel Club and again joined by the lovely Hillary, our secretary.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I know you are itching to talk about Chat Noir, so I'm going to just leave it to you.
Well, I thought I would do a little bit of research on it. So Chat Noir, meaning the black cat, it originally was a famous 19th century cabaret in Paris, founded in 1881 by Rodolphe Sally, is that
Sally,
correct?
Yes.
Sally, who was an eccentric entrepreneur, and it became a hub for Parisian artists, writers and intellectuals.
More of the eccentrics than the intellectuals, I think. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah, and didn't you say you thought that possibly people like Salvador Dali and Monet?
Yes, I think they both frequented the place,
yeah.
Yes.
So the cabaret was known for its avant-garde performances, so with shadow plays and a cabaret-style entertainment. It opened its doors in 1887, and the one we are going to see is a modern interpretation or tribute to the original cabaret. But if you do have Facebook, it's worth looking on there, because there's lots of pictures, both advertising it, but also people have been to it and their comments. And some of the comments I've read on there is absolutely amazing. Such attention to detail by very talented artists. A sumptuous, seductive triumph of immersive cabaret. Brilliant. And they talk about there being mime, music, magic and dancing. Plus you've got your three-course meal and 3.5 hours of entertainment.
Sounds jolly good. But the original club, incidentally, was fairly heavily riddled with a drink called absinthe or absinthe.
Oh, yes.
And that has known to have had all sorts of hallucinatory problems for people, and people were way out of reality when they were on absinthe. I don't think that's a problem we'll be necessarily discovering.
No, right. It's also worth looking if you are coming and you want to dress up. I think dressing up very similar to anybody that wants on 58th Street would be fine. But there are some ideas online, because I've been looking, and they're sort of saying that that era people have been wearing silks and velvets, maybe waistcoats or cravats for the men, gloves, fans, and then smoky eyes and dark lips. So that might just give you an idea if you want to dress up. You don't have to do. It's purely your
I must admit,
option.
When we did 58th Street, it was suggested that people might like to dress up. And I honestly thought that if we got sort of 30, 40, 50%, we'd have done well. Absolutely everybody paid some sort of attention to the way they were dressed, which I thought was amazing. But it also significantly added to the atmosphere,
yes,
of the occasion, which I think is important.
Yeah.
I was very impressed, very proud of our group that day. And whilst you literally don't have to dress up for Chat Noir, please be encouraged to, because everyone else will, and we can all have a laugh at each other. It doesn't matter. The reality is we are engaging in the event, as it were.
Well, it just adds a bit to the excitement of the day, doesn't it?
One of the other things we've got on the website at the moment is the first of our sort of city breaks that we've done for a long while, a London city break. Now, this is quite an interesting break, actually, because we start by having a meal at good old All Bar One in Holborn. We then go to a performance by Bill Bailey, who most of you will know anyway, a performance called Vaudevillian or Vaudevillian. I think that in itself, it's a one-man show, but I don't think there'll be any problem at all in Bill Bailey filling the time that we're in the theatre.
No, he's a very good musician, and yeah, we know he's a very good dancer, and he's an all-round.
Not to mention
talent,
comedian, of course.
He? Yeah.
Which I think will be quite interesting. We're staying overnight at the Copthorne Hotel And my word, in Kensington.
Yes, that should be very posh.
Very nice. And the following day, we shall leave the hotel and we'll go to Marble Arch, where there is an exhibition called Frameless. I've been to this and it's really, really good. There are several rooms, several different types of art, but the art sort of breaks up and becomes alive. It's very difficult to explain. Do have a look at Frameless online if you have access to the internet. But I think it's something you will certainly enjoy, even if, like me, you're not particularly into art. It definitely brings it alive and brings it into your life properly. And well, shortly up, sorry, yeah.
I was just saying, if they're not into art, they may learn something.
I think they will. I certainly did. I went originally with my daughter to see this, to see what it was all about, see if it was any good for our groups. And I really think you will enjoy it. And, of course, we're around the corner at Frameless. We're just around the corner from Oxford Street. And so we shall. You can leave Frameless whenever you're ready and have some time in Oxford Street before meeting up with the coach again and coming home later in the afternoon. So it should be a really good little weekend break. Not a weekend, it's a midweek break, but it should be a nice little break. I think you'll enjoy that.
And I think that's very good value for money for what we're doing.
£219. Yeah. Pounds. Yeah. Incidentally, the single room supplement on that was originally shown as vast sums of money. That was my error because I misread what the wholesaler at the hotel sent me, and they sent it with different wording from usual, and so we've reduced the single room supplement on that. So if you looked at it originally and thought too expensive, have another look, because it's a lot better now. And talking about theatre seats, we've two seats only left for Jeremy Bowen, which is at Tunbridge Wells. I think that'll be a good evening too. The first half of the evening is Jeremy himself talking about his life as the international correspondent for the BBC, and he's covered an awful lot of war zones in his time.
Yes, he has.
And the second half will be a question and answer session, which I think too will be quite educational and quite interesting. A shorter evening than many, but something slightly different in our programme, which we're quite proud to announce.
And not too far to travel on.
No, it's Tunbridge Wells. I mean, normal pick-up points, but Tunbridge Wells is probably an hour away, isn't it, from us. It's not too far at all. High Society is also advertised at the moment, and I noticed this morning that we still have two tickets available for High Society. So if you're interested in that, be quick, because it'll soon be marked as fully booked. Dijon.
Yes. Yes, I know it sounds a long way away, Dijon, at Christmas, but we have to think about these things now. I think it will be a really good trip. We're doing a lot of things while we're there. So,
we're going to Cassis factory. We're going to the Dijon mustard factory. Yep. Yep. And also there is a Christmas market in Dijon, which, like so many of these Christmas markets, are fascinating, interesting. And I think they're not to be missed, even if you don't necessarily go on a spending spree.
And we're staying right in the centre of Dijon, yep. So it's easy to walk into the centre. So that's another plus.
And talking of walking, we shall be doing a walking tour of part of Dijon during that visit, which I think will be quite interesting. We've talked about several things that are on our programme already. We've got lots more in the pipeline. We're sticking at the moment to this regime of putting stuff on the website on the 1st and the 15th of the month. And having just put stuff on in the 15th, we put Paddington on last week, week before, whenever, and it just went bang. So sorry to those of you who missed it, although we are hoping to get the waiting list down slightly, because I've managed to acquire an extra couple of seats, so that will help no end. If you've got any suggestions, please do write in to us. There are several ways you can contact us, and these are available to you online. But you may even like to come along and join Hilary and I and put your two penneth in one of these broadcasts. If so, please let us know, because, we'd welcome somebody else here. It will save Hilary only having to look at me, or me only having to look at Hilary. So
I think it would be very nice to have somebody
else. It will,
else,
yes. We look forward to that. And maybe there's one or two of you. We can have one along next month and one the following month. Incidentally, talking as we were at the beginning about the jingle, we hope you liked it. And look out for the jingles, because we've I've managed to create several of these. So we'll be using a different jingle each time we do one of these audio supplements. I think that's about it for this month.
Thank you
very much for listening to us, and look forward to being with you again next month. Thank you, Hilary.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.